Should we be playing the blame game or setting up a new funding system to help the most impacted people to adapt? Do you think that the bigger countries should contribute more than the smaller countries? If that's whatever the answer to that question is, if it's a yes in particular, how long should that be for?
This is the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast, and we are here to stop the big issues slipping into the subconscious. I'm Stuart the Wild Man Mabbott. My job is normally getting people out into nature, making it part of daily life. I write about it, I talk about it, I might even sing about it. Who's the co-host?
Oh, please don't sing about it. You always said you had a naturally good voice, Stuart.
Yeah.
My name's William Mankelow. I'm the co-host of this charade. I am a photographer. My recent challenges, because we like to talk about challenges on this show, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into any detail about it, but I've had a relatively challenging few weeks behind me. It's something I'm having to manage personally, but, you know, it's just how life is sometimes. We've got to come up with coping mechanisms and give yourself time to recuperate as much as you possibly can do.
That went on before Christmas, during Christmas and after, from being an outside observer.
And it's still ongoing as well.
Yeah, so. My challenge is, as you may have heard in previous episodes, my voice has been a bit husky. Well, truth be known, I had a 3-week lung infection over Christmas, and I spent the whole of Christmas and New Year trying to stay out of hospital, trying to stop it turning into pneumonia. You might be able to hear me asthma in the background wheezing away, but the challenge now is because I got myself so weak, I lost nearly 2 stone, mate. Got so weak, my rheumatoid arthritis has come back really badly. So that's my challenge. Anyway, a challenge we had before Christmas is we had 4 interns with us from Oxford University. I'm just going to quickly promote Patreon. What's Patreon?
Patreon is a way you can financially back this show. This show is, as you know, always is free to listen to, but not free for us to make. The time it takes us to make it, etc., etc. So you can actually go to patreon.com/ the People's Countryside. There's various levels of patronage, or as I always like to call it, patronising. I don't know why I like to call it that. I just find it hilarious. But as you say, we had 4 Oxford University micro-interns working with us. So we had 2 1 week. There was an overlap, you know, it was a handover, and then we had 2 the second week. And they really dug down into our Patreon page. And there's going to be some changes this year, aren't there?
Their focus was ease of access.
Yep.
But one thing they did come up with, which I thought was really interesting, is the type of people who might use our page and might support us, or, you know, because some of the posts are public. You don't need to pay to get them. We discovered that there were 4 types of people. Which one are you? There's the altruistic, which is those who just want to support a good cause and without necessarily gaining anything themselves. You've got people who are content driven, so those that will pay for extra material. You've got those that want to belong, and that's to be part of a community. And the 4th group is attention seekers. We've got plenty of those listening in. And and those that are willing to pay for a special mention. So what we're going to be working on the next few weeks is reducing the amount of tiers that are support tiers you can choose, condensing it down and making it a bit more user friendly. Some people say they can't afford to support us. Some people say, well, we get enough material, we don't need any more. We're really trying to get for the altruistic people who say, we get what you guys are trying to do and you need our support.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it is a streamlining exercise to make it, because we have got a lot of tiers and we have got a lot of tier offers as well, don't we? So one of the biggest takeaways for me was just how much the 4 students actually had said was that it's just too much. It's too much there. We want to simplify it, and we want to give you things that you want to back us for. Maybe you are that content driven person. You want that extra content.
And with this podcast, we don't actually talk about the countryside as much as you might think, because listeners send in their questions, and that's what we will discuss. And we've sort of, we moved away from the countryside a little bit. There are some countryside questions. But the question today is from Russ in Harcourt Hill, Oxford, England.
Nice view from up there, Russ. Russ even, sorry.
Yeah, Russ. And it's, what wouldn't necessarily say it's about the countryside, but it's about the environment. Do you want to read the question?
Yeah, I read Russ, but my brain came out as Ross, so that was a mispronunciation. That was.
Well, we were talking about Ross earlier before we were recording.
We were talking about Ross Arrowsmith, but that's a very different person entirely.
Different dimension.
Yes, and yes, well, in so many ways. So Russ in Harcourt Hill in Oxford, England. Like I said, it's probably a nice view from up there, isn't it? Mm. Up the top of Harcourt Hill.
Yep.
So Russ's question is along these lines. At COP27 in Egypt, it was suggested the larger countries that have mainly caused human-influenced climate change should compensate smaller countries and economies who are being impacted most with climate change. Should we be playing the blame game or setting up a new funding system to help the most impacted people to adapt? Isn't seeking a compensation approach, which could be open-ended, delaying getting funding to the needy in this emergency?
Okay, so let's break this one down.
I think it kind of comes into two categories. Yeah. First category for me is, do you think that the bigger countries should contribute more than the smaller countries?
Yeah, and there's compensation in there as well. I think naturally, the larger economies, the larger countries will naturally contribute the most, as long as it's not a micro country causing massive pollution.
Yes. You know? And the other side of the second part to this for me is, if that's whatever the answer to that question is, if it's a yes in particular, should that, how long should that be for? When does, is there a finite end to that support?
Well, I'm looking at, the thing that jumps out at me is, should the larger countries compensate smaller ones who are being impacted? I wouldn't say compensate, because support is much better, because you start getting in, you start bringing in the thing about guilt into the formula.
The conversation.
Yeah. Yes. It's good. People can start digging their heels in.
Yeah.
I think support is a better, you know, it might be a euphemism for something else. We spoke about that in a previous podcast, but I think it's going to get more people on side if you say larger countries support the smaller ones. Because, it, as you say, Russ, playing the blame game will just set people's backs up.
It will, yes.
Setting up a new funding system to help the most impacted people to adapt. That's a great idea. And I think there is more scope when you say setting up a new funding system. It's not. It's not even support, then, is it? It's a new funding system of how we live, and how we look after people. Because I think if you say compensation or support, you get these categories that you don't get if you just say let's have a whole new system.
I would say the word compensation also feeds into the victim complex as well.
Yeah.
So then whoever's getting the compensation sees himself as a victim. And does that really assist that person, that country? Yeah, so is that then really... So if you talk about compensation, is that that's feeding into a victim complex in a way?
Somebody could take advantage of that, as much as they could, not offering compensation.
They could, but also would it then just leave whoever's being compensated in that loop of being a victim and never seeing themselves as actually being masters of their own destiny?
Yeah.
And so support is very different to compensation, isn't it?
Yeah, and new funding system is very different to support.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so compensation is something you get for a wrongdoing, which I can understand in this context is a correct word. It does work, doesn't it?
Mm.
But a new funding system is a very different thing. The question I would ask is, if we do get to this point of a new funding system, you know, then who actually how do countries contribute to that? How are countries held liable or held responsible to contribute to that?
What formulas are used? Yeah,
and who holds the purse strings for that money in the first place? You know, so is there any organisation in the world right now that can reliably hold on to that money and distribute it fairly and evenly?
Yeah.
Because that's a big responsibility, because you have that problem at a much smaller level in a country. So you could give a quote unquote smaller country a load of money, but what exactly is that? Also, what is that country going to be doing with it? What are the politicians going to be doing with that money in that particular country? Often thinking about, you know, we often think about money, for example. We often think about, like, when it comes to helping anybody, we give money. That sort of seems to be the knee-jerk response. Now, I was watching very recently whatever your politics are, just cast them aside for now, because I'm going to talk about a particular individual that you may or may not like. We're talking about Sir Keir Starmer. And he was talking about that. He was basically saying there's no magic money tree. They're going to inherit a broken economy. So they're going to fully fund everything. But the one thing he said that needs to be done, and I think this is probably quite pertinent in some ways to this, is reform, is actually to reform things, to make them more, to work better. You go alongside the money, you also reform. So if you can reform particular structures, for example, I don't know exactly what they are right now, this new funding system would work better and be more reliable. So you say, for example, if you could actually get an actual signed treaty or signed document from every country in the world to say that at minimum a certain percentage of our GDP or of our GDP will go into this fund, I think that in itself is a reform, that you actually get that to be a proper working system.
The last part of Russ's question is, I'd add to the sentence, he says, isn't seeking a compensation approach, which could be open-ended, delaying getting funding to the needy in this emergency? I would actually add to that by saying, isn't seeking a compensation approach, which could compensation and support approach could be open-ended. I think compensation and support approaches are unhealthily open-ended at times. A new funding system has the potential to just appear a bit more clarity about it, but it is subject to the human condition that has messed everything up today anyway.
And I go back to the whole funding thing. We always talk about funding is just giving money and nothing else. Though actually, what would really, really help is support, non-financial support, skills, people, ideas.
Non-tangible things, yeah.
Yeah, well, make the non-tangible tangible.
Yeah.
You know, give countries that are suffering more of the effects more of climate change, the support that they actually need on the ground, go into the country and actually agree with them and speak to them and actually talk to them and work with them in partnership as well. You're not just going there and telling them what to do. It's just the whole, it's kind of like the whole, give a man a fish and he could feed his family for a day, teach a man to fish and he'll feed his family for the rest of his life, or whatever the actual parable is, or whatever the thing is.
Well, hopefully we always try and stretch your thinking on this podcast, and we have the conversations that need having. It says debate on the title of the podcast, but often it's a conversation as you feel, as you've experienced. And we try and normalise the big issues by talking about them. And we aim to change, to alter mindsets and beliefs. And we always try and come up with an action that confronts what we talk about. Maybe provides a solution, but gives us all a step forward. I'm struggling with this one.
Well, as you were setting it up, I thought, I wonder if he's got an action in his head at the moment. I don't really have a particular action off the top of my head right now. I suppose the only thing you can think about is to think that funding something or supporting something isn't just about money.
The only thing that's in my head is just having a contemplative period of time about what's the difference between compensation, support and a new system. Just something to chew over when you're suffering with insomnia or something.
It is indeed. Now, you mentioned Patreon at the start of this episode, so we won't have to mention it too much more now, but we'll just again reiterate that patreon.com/ the People's Countryside, go and check it out. There are free posts on there or public posts on there, I should say. You can follow us easily on there without having to pledge anything, so you get to see those free posts, and then you might think, oh, actually, that behind the scenes post, I might want to just pledge one donation a month.
Yeah,
we actually have had somebody who just pledged 1 month, didn't we?
Yeah, and if you just want to give us £2 for 1 month, that's absolutely fine.
And actually,
you can afford that, really.
If you follow us on Patreon, once a month you'll be guaranteed a newsletter that tells you, keeps you up to date with everything that's going on with this project.
Even though that's shared on social media, The only place that's housed is on
Patreon. Yeah. So I reckon that's probably in total, at the very most, about a 10 minute walk, a 10 minute read. Mm. But if you skim read, it'll probably take you 2 minutes.
How can you find us on Patreon?
Patreon.com/the people's countryside.